there is a big job to be done to get government to understand the business of local government and to trust us more. I think that if we are clever about it, we can redefine some of the things that we are responsible for doing and look at our budgeting in a much more fundamental way, which I'm doing over 3 years from base. So we build up as much from base. I'm much more optimistic that we can find new income sources as well. That's what we've got to be clever about it. We cannot just simply rely on handouts.
Well, you are going to have to be quite creative, aren't you? Because it's, many people still think it's pretty iniquitous, for instance, that the business rates go straight to Whitehall and then Whitehall decides what Bristol's share of the cake should be, for example.
Absolutely, and we do need the single pot approach, and we do need to be able to retain a lot more of local taxation, and I don't just see that as business rates. I mean, for instance, if I take a decision to pay the lowest paid people in the city council more, the cost of it comes to the city, but the benefit goes to government. Now, we ought to find much, much cleverer ways of dealing with that. And government, unfortunately, while it talks about localism, it talks about devolution, actually, there are some people there who are very resistant to it. Greg Clark, the city's minister, I find absolutely open to it. But he and Heseltine in particular, are saying we need a peasants' revolt from the cities in order to make quite sure that we are in much more control and retain more of our local income. Because in Europe, my counterparts, they raise probably up to 60% or more locally. And so they're not out with a begging bowl to government all the time. And it's absolutely the reverse here.